Well, hello, friends. I'm Angel Tussey. I'm here with my business partner, Jamie Atkinson.
Hi.
We are the hosts of two incredible Facebook groups, Need a Guest Facebook group and the Podcast Network, where we are known for helping you get booked and find guests for your podcasts.
Yeah, we're excited to be here, guys. It's actually nice. We're here next to each other for the first time. We've been abroad from each other for a really long time, and we're in person, and we came together because not only did we want to meet in person at an event, but we thought, what a great time to come together and actually record this podcast episode together. So if you're listening to this podcast series, we're doing a 3-episode series, really diving into helping you figure out how to get more traffic, how to get booked on shows, how to just get more exposure, more leads for your business, because we know you guys are in here for a purpose. You're here because you want to get booked. You either are looking to be a guest, or maybe you're a podcaster looking for great guests as well. So this 3-episode series, we really just wanted to go through in detail and help you understand, how do you get booked? How can you leverage our network? And is this podcast interview gig, is it even worth it? Is traffic worth it from podcast interviews? Should I do this instead of doing all the other things? So we're going to dive into it, right?
Right. We know that there are a ton of things that we can be doing to grow our business, spending money on Facebook ads, you know, sponsoring things, VSLs and webinars and workshops and speaking from stages. There's so many opportunities. What Jamie and I have discovered is really the simple element of being a guest on somebody else's podcast can actually trump so many of the other methods that we're trying.
And like legitimately, I think we've tried all of these different methods, right? We've come from doing organic, and me and Angel had previous businesses before. We've kind of had businesses that have now come together. We've got one business that we share, and we wanted to help you guys understand this. So Angel, before we kind of dive into going through, you know, and helping people understand how to get booked, you know, what I'm kind of fascinated about is you telling the story of really how Need a Guest even started in the first place.
Right. So my background's media and broadcasting. I was a radio talk show host for 10 years out of Denver, Colorado. I left broadcasting about 5 years ago and started traveling as a public speaker. I was speaking at workshops and all across the country, business expos, teaching organizations how to do their own PR, how to get booked in media, radio, television, magazines, stages, the whole bit. I was traveling almost every single week. I was spending money to travel. I was away on the road. I'm away from my family. It was expensive. It was distracting. And then, of course, when COVID hit, all travel ended. And I know.
I got stuck in Philadelphia. I was there
trapped
for 3 months. I wasn't even supposed to be in America. And they were like, well, sorry, you can't leave the country.
I mean, it changed for everybody. It changed, it impacted everybody in a very different way. What it did for me was put me almost back to my roots. Before I was in broadcasting, I had started as a podcaster. I grew my own radio broadcast and my following by being a guest on other radio shows. I started podcasting. I went back. I felt like I was back in the studio again, and I was only podcasting. We started this Facebook group called Need a Guest as a way to really bring people together that I was already connected with in the community that I had. And when it came time to open up and go back out and travel, well, I had a decision to make. I could go and travel and be gone and the expense, or I could just continue the route of podcasting. And we discovered that just by leveraging the power of podcast interviews, doing podcast interviews from my home where I was, I could impact an audience even greater, better conversion, spend less money, spend more time with my family, and really get my message out in front of a really more targeted audience than I was even getting by speaking on live stages.
Yeah, it's fascinating once you kind of unpack and you start to see. And there's a lot of people that I followed. I got back into podcasting back in 2019, which was crazy. And I was on the other side. I had my own show and I was looking to interview great guests, but then we started to go get exposure on other shows as well. And I remember at the time I'd interviewed a guy called Nathan Hirsch, and Nathan had this amazing business called Free Up. And I was like, wow, it's amazing that you grew this business and you've grown it to like 8 figures in revenue. And he ended up selling the company. And I said, how are you growing the company, when I interviewed him? And he said, podcast interviews. He's like, all I do every week is I get on podcasts and it gets me exposure and it gets me in front of people and I build relationships. And I think that was one of the early catalysts that even got me interested to kind of unpack this.
Well, I mean, and it's a brilliant move, and he's not wrong. And we think every day as business owners, we need more traffic. How do I get in front of my target audience? Well, those podcast listeners, they are listening to podcasts. They are looking for more podcasts. They're looking for great content. They're looking for great speakers. Most podcast hosts are looking for great guests, and they're looking for professional guests with great stories and who want to make an impact. And we've discovered, leveraging Jamie's superpower, your superpower, Jamie, on how to take not only getting booked, and that's one of the things we want to unpack in this three-part episode series, is getting booked is one piece of the equation that we solve for. It's a really important one. We've got the Facebook group community, the Native Guest community. We've got the podcast network community. We have podcasters coming in every single day posting. They're looking for guests. We have solved that like in the most amazing way, building relationships with podcasters, giving podcasters value, which makes it really easy to get booked using our network. But when we get to episode three of this three-part series, I think is really where the magic of what we bring together comes to play, Jamie, because not only are we leveraging podcasts for attracting, you know, getting in front of our target audience and creating traffic, we've actually unlocked the secret to how do you monetize that and book more sales calls using podcast interviews.
Well, to give you guys the context at home, just to understand this, you know, back in 2019, I had this podcast and I wasn't making any money from it. I did it for 2 months. I was like, hey, I've got to really figure out a way to like make money with this. And so my previous business before me and Angel worked together was I helped podcasters to monetize. And we would work with tons of different podcasters who, you know, didn't have tons of exposure, a big list, or anything along the lines of that. And we were able to help them to figure out how to make sales. And there are a lot of business owners that we were working with who had their own shows. And their big thing was, we need to figure out how to make money with podcasting. So here I was, little old me, you know, running around building this podcast business. But if I was really honest, and maybe some of you guys can relate to this, it wasn't my methodology that I was teaching my clients to do. You know, I was telling them, hey, you should go do podcasts. Podcasts are amazing to get leads. And yet I was running Facebook ads. I was running social media campaigns. And I was doing all of that because at the time, you know, I thought, oh, well, if I just run Facebook ads, like everybody told me, this is going to work. If I just spend all of my time on Facebook organic, you know, this is going to work. And, you know, we tried all of those different methods and we could never really hit the ground and get out there. You know, we had some success. You know, we built a fairly modest and pretty reasonable six-figure business. But I know a lot of you listening, you don't want to just settle for a six-figure business. You want to make an impact. You want to make a change. You want to try and grow to the next level. And for the longest time, we had such a hard time doing it.
And Jamie, you talk about this. I was doing podcast interviews every week, and I was helping others get booked on podcast interviews every week. But the quality of those shows really does make a difference. And so even though I was on 2 interviews a week, 100 podcasts, I think I heard an analogy that, you know, most podcasters' audiences wouldn't even fill your garage. Right? Now, my thought was, well, as long as 100 people are listening, I would go and get on a stage and speak to 100 people. So I thought those were great numbers. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to grade them, how to figure out if it was even worthwhile until we started working together and you taught me what a top podcast was.
Well, yeah. And it's funny because this is what kind of happened is I had a client that came to me one day and he kind of looked me in the eye and he said, Jamie, you know, you're running Facebook ads and I know you're having a really hard time with this. He's like, have you ever considered just doing what you teach people to do? He's like, you've got this amazing podcast system. And, you know, at the time, the thing that had held me back was I'd been able to help a lot of people get to, you know, $10,000 a month, but I was having a hard time scaling it. And, you know, I sat down one day and I really said to myself, well, what if I just went all in? And this was back in 2021. And, you know, I made this radical decision where I wasn't going to post on Facebook anymore. I wasn't going to spend another dollar on ads. I said, I'm going to just figure out how to do it. And one of the things that happened was I started looking how to get on more podcasts. And this is how I stumbled across Need a Guest. And you weren't the first group. You know, there's a few other groups I moseyed on into. And, you know, I posted in there and I tried to get some exposure. But one of the things that pulled me into the conversation with Angel about Need a Guest was the amount of engagement. And when we looked in that group, it was one of the groups that we'd gone into where we were not only getting booked consistently, but we were getting booked really periodically, right? We were getting nice quality shows. This wasn't just beginner shows that were coming in. They were the higher quality ones. And so the funny story is I reached out to Angel, and it was, you know, about 3 months into me using this group. And we sat down, and hopefully you don't mind me telling the story. I sat down and I said, "Hey, Angel, this is a great group. We connected. We've made, you know, tons of sales from the group. I hope you're okay with that. You know, we would really love to try and figure out ways to partner and to do more of this." And I think you at the time...
I'm not making any money using the group, right? I hadn't figured out even how to ask for emails out of the group.
Right. And the group had just grown to 10,000 people at this point. This was about a year and a half ago. What was it? It was like...
No. It was December 2022
right.
when we hit 10,000 members. And you were one of four that came knocking, interested in either purchasing the group or like leveraging the group monetarily.
Right. And what was interesting is we decided, okay, well, let's try and do this together. You know, mm-hmm. I was helping you in your business, and I was trying to show you how to get more revenue and sales out of the podcasts. And for me, not only was I getting booked on shows, but my clients were leveraging those podcasts as well. And, you know, 3 months in, we said, well, this is crazy. You're building all these things for you. I'm building all this stuff for me. And we ended up deciding to kind of come into this together. And so, you know, when we look at what we can really help you guys figure out in these three episodes and what we want to share with you is really to be focused. How can we help you, you know, come in and start getting booked consistently on podcasts? Because podcasts are one of the most powerful mediums that we've seen to scale, to get exposure, to have new people every single week coming into your world. And, you know, some of that background that I have from the previous business, you know, making a lot of money from the podcast exposure, you know, collectively with our clients, I think they made nearly $8 million just in trackable sales through podcasts. And, you know, there's probably more than that we couldn't track.
Right, so you were helping your clients monetize, making tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We were booking our clients, getting booked every single week, booking, you know, two interviews every single week, hundreds and hundreds of bookings. And if you think about the power of bringing that together, getting consistently booked on podcasts every single week, having that really core, clear message. I think one of the other beautiful things, Jamie, is we teach how to really focus in on what that core message is, which is where you attract the leads and convert that into sales. And now we've created an incredible system that runs like clockwork. Right? You get booked, you attract more leads, you book more sales calls, you convert into more clients.
Right. And so if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, wow, podcasts sound great. You know, they are, but there are some mistakes that you can make inside of this process. And a big part of this three-episode series is we wanted to really help bring this knowledge to you guys, because podcasts are some of the fastest growing, you know, traffic sources out there. You know, when we originally came into this and we were kind of green behind the ears and didn't know what was going on, we did just go for numbers. I remember, you know, doing 100, 150, you know, podcast interviews and just doing a lot of volume, but sometimes not checking, you know, is this a brand new show? Is this a beginner show? And what we've since come to realize is getting on one great show can sometimes be the equivalent of nearly a whole year, you know, of podcast interviews. And so what we want to help you guys understand here is, one, you know, how do you get booked and how do you get exposure and how do you start building a reputation for your brand? But more importantly, how do you actually turn that into leads and sales inside of the business? And it really starts with first getting booked. Now, there are a lot of methods out there, right, in terms of doing this.
There absolutely are. And you know, and there are a lot of, like we said, there are a lot of different ways that you can go and get in front of your target audience. But imagine, right, if you are a guest on somebody else's show, there's a trust factor that you instantly create just by being the invited guest. The credibility that comes from being an invited guest that doesn't come from really any other marketing medium that is out there. That if you're paying for ads, you've paid for ads, but being an invited guest elevates your credibility, it elevates your status, elevates your SEO by being booked on more podcasts. It's something you can do from anywhere that you've got an internet connection. In most cases, it's audio. And in fact, we heard something about the benefit of audio versus video in podcasting is, you know, in that most people have way more time in their day to listen to audio than they have to watch video.
Right. the consumption rates are crazy. I mean, you listen to it, and most people don't realize this, but we had a lady that went and created one of these podcast episodes, and she started to track, you know, how many people were listening to the episodes. And with videos, you know, if you put a video together, on average, you know, about 2% of people are going to consume, you know, the whole video. Podcast episodes, you know, 40, 50, 60% of people are consuming multiple episodes. I think they say the average podcast listener is going to consume 80% of an episode. And so they listen to a lot of this different stuff. So one of the things that we really want to help you guys understand is really the leverageability, the scalability of this methodology. Because if you guys are anything like I was when I was doing lead gen before, you know, I was spending tens of hours every single week on Facebook, or tens of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads and advertising. And, you know, whether it was a lot of time.
I was traveling on airplanes and speaking on stages.
Right.
And I was gone away from my family. Right. So, you know, think about the tens of hours you were doing, the hundreds of hours that we were putting into it.
And we see this with, you know, people we work with all the time. You know, a lot of people are trying to figure out their lead generation method. And a lot of methods, they either take a lot of time, they take a lot of energy, or they take a lot of money. And so one of the things that we love about podcasting, and this is what we really want to help you guys understand, is that this isn't about a game of doing a lot of interviews. We're not talking about, you know, this isn't the Avengers press tour here. You know, we're not going out and doing 20 interviews a week or anything crazy like that. One of the things that we really preach, and preach is the right word, right, is to do just 2 podcast interviews a week. Any more, and it's difficult to maintain, right?
Right. You're going to run out of time. You're going to burn out. It's going to feel overwhelming. You want to still have a life. You need to take care of your clients. You need to take care of your team. And yet we have just realized and discovered that with 2 interviews, yep, just 2, week in, week out, gives you exposure in front of 100 fresh new audiences over the course of the year. You can fit it into your calendar. It takes far less time, maybe 2 hours, right? A podcast interview might be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes maximum. So we're talking 2 hours out of your week to impact hundreds of thousands of people. And it's evergreen.
Right, right. And, you know, for a lot of people, it can be intimidating because, you know, yes, it is just 2 hours to do these podcast interviews. But then a lot of people come in and they say, well, don't I have to send, you know, a million cold emails? Don't I have to have some VA that's going to be pestering people? You know, aren't we going to have to research who to reach out to? And that's one of the things that we want to really help you understand and show you in this episode that we're going to be releasing tomorrow. In episode 2 is how to get booked. You know, the whole purpose of the Need a Guest community, as well as the Podcast Network community. And bear in mind, guys, you know, when we first met back last year, 10,000 members. Now between the two groups, there's over 62,000 members inside of there. It's grown rapidly, which just means there is more choice than ever. And so we're going to show you a really easy and simple way that without having to do crazy outreach, without having to go and use complex softwares or really pay any tools at all, you can come and use this community, you can find great shows, and you can get booked consistently on these podcasts. And that's what we're really going to dive in and show you inside of these episodes. And honestly, the power of this is when you do it for the long game. You know, if you're looking at, you know, what method do I do, and you're approaching this with, you know, a 90-day point of view, you know, hey, I'm going to do this for 3 months, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to jump onto the next thing. The real power of podcasting comes in the long game because it's a credibility game. How many of you have seen these amazing podcasters with lots of credibility and giant audiences? How you get on those shows is by being established. And so the more you do podcasts and the longer you do it for, the more leverage you've got. Those same 2 episodes every week can be worth 10 times, 25 times, 100 times the leads and the exposure. And this is what we want to help you really understand how to tap into.
So we want to give you access to a couple of our free resources before we dive into the second episode here. Is we want you to go and join our Facebook groups. If you have not yet plugged in to join our community, we're going to teach you in episode 2 how to go through and leverage the communities and actually help you get get your first booking, get booked on a top podcast.
Right. This ain't theory, right? We're going to be listening to this episode and then we're going to be doing some work to go and get booked. So yeah, we've got two groups that you guys can join. We'd recommend you join them today because that way we can let you in, you know, every 24 hours, we let the new members inside of the community. You can get in, you can be in there ready to go so that when the second episode drops tomorrow, you are ready to go. And so there's a couple of ways you can go, right? First of all, you can just type in need a guest on the Facebook search bar and look for groups and it's going to come up. You can do the same for the podcast network. We're also going to drop the links down in the show notes down for this episode as well. But the official URL is facebook.com/groups/need a guest. So yeah.
You're right. And for the podcast network, it's the same thing. facebook.com/groups/the podcast network.
Now, the other thing I'll mention to you guys, and this is really optional, this is not something you have to do, but we do have a lot of people who are looking to be guests, or if you have a podcast yourself and you want that show to grow as well, we have put together a podcast directory as well. And so for those of you who want to share a little bit about your business and what kind of guest you are, and you want to have, you know, just a little bit more information out there so that people can find you both as a guest or a podcaster a little bit more easily, we have put this together as a free resource as well.
And that you can join by going to needaguestdirectory.com. So those are three free resources for you. Of course, join those Facebook groups today so that as we go into episode 2, you'll already have access. So Facebook at Need a Guest and also the Facebook group Podcast Network. And then make sure that you include your podcast in our directory at needaguestdirectory.com.
So the next episode is going to be very tactical. We're going to be going through the details of exactly what you need to do to go and get booked. So make sure you carve out some time tomorrow. The episode's going to be about 20 minutes. We would say, you know, give yourself 20, 30, 40, even an hour worth of time for tomorrow to actually go and implement. And honestly, by the time you get to the end of that second episode, we're going to have you booked on some podcasts. Now, one thing I did want to mention is if you're listening to this pop-up series just over the next 7 days, you know, what we would love to do is there's a small portion of the people inside of this community who really need more help in their business. And that's what we do. We help business owners to get booked on podcasts and really figure out how to monetize that message and to make more sales. So if you are the kind of person that wants to get booked on top podcasts every single week, and you want to turn that exposure into more leads, more sales, and really just help to explode your business, kind of using a pop-up podcast just like this that you're listening to, then you can go to bookwithangel.com. That's www.bookwithangel.com. If you go there, you're going to fill in a small form, get booked on a call, just to see if you qualify to work with our Media Firestorm team. So if you book a call before the pop-up podcast disappears during the 7-day series, we're actually going to give you a $2,000 discount. And on top of that, we're going to give you 6 months of support instead of 3. And so we're really just doing this because we know there's a lot of you out there that want to grow your business, you want to get more leads, and you probably are quite interested in working with us. So we wanted to make it just a no-brainer for you if we wanted to see if we wanted to work together. Now, if you do decide to book a call, by the way, one of the things that we're doing is we are going to give you lifetime access to this pop-up podcast. We know for a lot of you guys, 7 days just isn't enough. We get it. You know, we put that time limit for a reason. We want you to go in and we want you to implement it. But a lot of you are asking, hey, is there a way we can get access to these 3 episodes forever? So even if you book a call and it's not the right fit for us to work together, that's totally fine. You know, we're still going to give you access to this series no matter what. And in episode 2 tomorrow, you know, we're going to go and show you exactly how to get booked and leverage this community we've built of over 60,000 people. I'm excited. You excited?
I am pretty excited. And I think you should be excited too, because you know, tomorrow, in tomorrow's episode, you are going to get booked using our 60,000 person network. We're Jamie and Angel. We're from the Need a Guest Network. And we just want to say thank you so much for listening. And we can't wait to see you in episode 2.
Now, just before we finish the episode, I want to give you a couple of things to be thinking over before you listen in on episode 2, a couple of questions to answer. Now, if you've got the worksheet, this is going to make life a little bit easier for you. If you don't have the worksheet, you can go to needaguest.com/worksheet and you can actually get access to it. So a few questions to think about before the next episode. One, I want you to think about what offer are you looking to promote from your podcast interviews? So this could be the product or service that you could sell and the potential price of them. Write that down for number 1. What offer am I looking to promote? Question number 2 is I want you to think about what topic are you going to speak on to basically build desire for that product or service. So what are you going to talk about on your podcast interview? So an example of this is if you are selling a Facebook ad service, you know, you could talk about lead generation strategies and maybe some of the challenges with that. The third question I want you to think about is I want you to start brainstorming the ways that podcast guesting could really help support your big picture strategy in your own business. So what is this going to do for your business? And really start to brainstorm that. You know, for example, is it going to help you get higher quality leads into your high ticket offer? Is it going to help you get more visibility? Start brainstorming those ways it could help. The fourth thing you can think about here is start thinking about your goals of being featured as a podcast guest. So what would a realistic lead generation goal be for you? And how would getting featured on podcasts really help improve your current marketing strategy? All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We hope you got a lot out of this episode, and we'll see you in episode 2. Maybe keep an eye out. Maybe there's a bonus email on its way.